Well, it is the end of the week again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except the Fritos man came by. Then, of course, it has been a dry week again. I did hear one lawnmower on Wednesday afternoon, probably getting one last cut in before the onset of cold weather. Buddy and Steve were down at the post office this morning, and we were talking about the weather in 2025, and Buddy called it a bookend year. I said, a bookend year? What do you mean, buddy? He said, well, we had a drought in the spring, we had a very wet summer, and then a drought again this fall. You know, kind of like bookends. I said, oh. Buddy is clever with words. Steve brought up the fact that football season is going well for a lot of local football fans. James Madison University is doing well. The University of Virginia is doing well. Of course, he didn't say anything about, well, Virginia Tech or Penn State. Steve is a big football fan. Every Friday night, you'll find him down at the high school football field, hot chocolate in one hand and cell phone in the other hand. Yeah, the hot chocolate is to stay warm, and the cell phone is to stay abreast of score updates around the Shenandoah Valley. Pam and Teresa are getting ready for a big ribbon-cutting ceremony next Tuesday. Yeah, next Tuesday. The brand-new animal shelter in Verona is going to be open for business starting next Tuesday, October 21st. The facility is actually the old Verona Elementary School, which has been totally renovated to be an animal shelter. 39,000 square feet of modern space to better serve local animals and local residents. You can bet Pam and Teresa will be there, as I suspect a lot of people who are curious about the brand new animal shelter. Dave and Candace spent the day on Wednesday cleaning up their backyard vegetable garden. Dave says it has been a good year for tomatoes, especially the new variety of tomato he's been growing called Purple Zebra. Yeah, Purple Zebra. It's a tomato. Look it up. And Dave says the tomatoes don't get big, no bigger than a tennis ball, but boy, he says the taste is over the top. And Candace says she's put up 34 quarts of green beans this summer. Overall, they say 2025 was a good year in the garden. But the big event of the week was the continued dry weather. But the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center, they recently revised their forecast for late October. They're now calling for more rain than usual. We'll see. Other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week. I'm Ish.